KNBR presents.
It's the Sport of Kings, Madeline Diamond Ring.
Mervyn Max Friday Football Forecast.
Football.
Polly, there it is, buddy. You make it feel good?
It makes me. It feels like we've accomplished something, that we've all made it back for another season of forecasting.
Did you feel the cockles?
I do. Cockles are bubbling. Everything's in order. The heart is aglow.
It's the Goldie Hawn football, isn't it? You are listening to the KNBR Morning Show on KNBR and KNBR FM San Francisco.
By the way, Coach Goldie Hawn sounds pretty good to me. If she wants to blow a whistle and order me around, I'm available.
Welcome to the forecast.
Yeah, there it is.
Bro. Again, please, if you don't mind, again.
Welcome to the forecast.
Let me just tell you, it's not a bad vocal right there.
It's going to bring you to your knees.
Why isn't that in the open of the forecast? Well, that should be part of the open.
I think your guy's too busy.
It's a day game. Yeah.
He's too busy imaging things down in Sin City.
I understand. I understand. listen.
So. Your man Strawberry.
Yeah. Look at the material. Yeah, see? Yeah, I need those today.
So I always like to say, like, look outside right now.
I see a brick wall.
We got a little bit of morning light. Morning dew.
I'm waiting for the morning light. Go ahead.
Morning dew, just like our picks.
Walk me
our
out.
Our picks don't matter anyway.
Nice, dude. Nice. Very nice. Yeah.
I want you to follow the sun, because when we'll be making these picks right around Christmas, it'll be pitch black outside.
Yeah, it's coming. I know. The darkness is coming,
dude. I always like to, our picks follow the arc of the fall into winter. So
yeah.
Here we go. Paulie Mack was off last week. He was down in Santa Cruz.
Shout out Patty Smith.
But he did show up in time for Sound Summit.
Yeah. Sound Summit.
My sister Katie, who I saw yesterday, is on a Lucas Nelson binge.
Good for her.
She's now just listening to Lucas all the time.
I had a good time hanging out with her.
Yeah, well, guess what?
Yeah.
She's a Lucas head.
Good. She should be. Good on her.
It's the it's that hat he wears, right?
Well, the ladies love Lucas. Yeah. It's pretty obvious. Yeah.
Hashtag LLL. Ladies love Lucas.
Dudes that wear cowboy hats do Pete Townsend leaps and rock amphitheaters, who womenlove.com.
Yes.
It's a little wordy. I'm working on it.
Paulie Mack, I'm very excited. Copes came in last week and just, you know, he wasn't at his best. You know what I mean?
Again, the Kiss Army was calling.
We had to get the ball from him.
We had to go
get the ball from him after in the middle of the fourth.
Copes and I have barely even brushed up against this in our meaningful off-the-air discussion. So let me bring this to the air real quick, Copes, before I get started. Last week with the picks you chose, like, do you think Kiss had a hand in distracting you? Or do you just wear it and say, listen, you know, that's a Russo moment and it didn't work?
Look, man, as we learned from Thin Tim earlier this week, if you make a mistake and you step in it, don't bow up.
Right.
Accept the loss and then just move on.
Don't bow up.
Right.
And I can take great solace in letting everybody know I had no money on any of those games. So
right.
It wasn't really that big of a loss for me, just my ego and my my status here on the Murph and Mac
Fair enough. No, it's a good assessment.
If it at all affects you, Paulie, just letting you know where he went, if this will, where the teams that did him wrong, the Chiefs did not cover against the Browns.
That's a tough game. The Browns.
And he rode with your guy, Aaron Rodgers, and he gave four to New Orleans, 38-3.
It's only 1 week already.
It's 42-3, by the way, when you give
him
four.
I have written down right here, I have our little picks. I have me, parentheses, 2-0.
Yeah.
And I have Paulie, parentheses, 0-0.
Right.
So let's put a couple W's in that bracket, buddy.
Thank you, buddy. Let's dive right into this. I'm going to start in, like, familiar, comfortable territory for me. Now, if you go back and look at the history of the forecast and the trends of a Paulie Mack, the instincts and habitat, or not habitat, but habits, rather, of Paulie Mack, you'll see that a lot of my success, or any success I've ever had, I'd probably say at least 50% of that is directly attached to the New England Patriots over the years. Knowing Pat's tendencies, knowing how they win, when, you know, they might have a trap loss coming up. Now, you look at the Pats last year, it's a whole new era of Patriots ball. Goodbye Tom Brady, hello Mac Jones. I had an eye on the Pats last week. I was curious how they were going to show week one with a brand new quarterback and a brand new Belichick system. They lost. They lost to Miami by 1 point. It was a tough game, 17-16. Some people think the Dolphins much improved. We don't really know where the Pats are yet, but here's what I do know. Bill Belichick, for years, actually scratch that, decades, has been torturing the New York Jets. When Belichick rolls out of bed, he's already up 7-0 on the Jets. It's unavoidable that the Patriots will dominate the New York Jets in the football universe. It's not the way I've designed it. This is just the way it is. Copes, like the soundbite you play all the time. I'm not the bad guy. I'm just trying to tell you what's happening in the AFC East.
You got
Yeah,
everybody thinks I'm the bad guy. I'm just telling you what's going on out there.
So, he's. By the way, Belichick's going to look across the sideline. He's going to see one of our old guys over there, our old D coordinator, Bobby Saleh, commanding the New York Jets sidelines. Now, the New York Jets had a loss last week as well. They're 0-1. The Pats are 0-1. New England Patriots are going to go ahead and give the Jets 6 points. So what does that mean to me? Do I expect a blowout? Actually, no, Murph, I don't. I don't think the Patriots are going to blow.
Six, you say?
6 points. I don't see a blowout coming. I do see a kind of 20-10, maybe 24-17 kind of thing. Like, that's, I'm feeling about a touchdown plus.
Just a little okay.
Well, let me worry about this one.
I'm uneasy about you embracing Mac Jones.
Let me worry about this one. Yeah, this is more about Belichick than Mac Jones, and this is about Belichick's mastery of the entire New York Jets.
Guy Bob Saleh out there running
stairs. I say he's part of my scouting report. No. Yeah. Okay, I don't know if Belichick is fazed by that. He used to look
muscles
across.
Of a Bob Saleh?
Bro, Belichick
bald
used to.
Bald head of a Bob Saleh?
Belichick used to look across and see Bill Walsh. Dude, and I have to figure out how to contend with that. So I don't know if Saleh is going to take him.
Unfortunately, he contended a little too well.
A little too much perspective. Yeah. You're right. And that's part of my thinking. Yes.
Most recently, Paulie, he's been looking across the field, and he wasn't seeing Robert Saleh, wasn't seeing Bill Walsh. He was seeing Adam Gase.
Yeah, well.
Can dig up some, you want to go vintage into the file, you can dig up some Rex Ryan foot discussion.
And only because it's 10
that's
seconds.
It's always good sound,
and it's
by the way.
First mention since I've been back. If you could lower the bed, I'd like to include it. Yeah.
The eyes of Adam Gase.
We are talking Jets. Yeah.
Got no human grace. Yeah. The eyes of Adam Gase.
Give me some Steven.
Yeah. You don't know how much I love that.
Me too.
Yeah, that makes me
happy.
I
like it too.
Yeah.
It's all part of the Jets tapestry. At the end of the day, listen, we all know where this thing is going. The New England Patriots.
Rex Ryan? Look around. Okay, all right.
Sorry, I was rocking out to Gase.
It's hard not to.
Six. Stand by.
Okay. Wow. I think we all know when the smoke clears in the Meadowlands, it's going to be the New England Patriots the victors.
The 0-1 New England Patriots.
Right? Against the 0-1 Jets. Yeah, and I like the Pats in this game, and I'm taking them. I'm taking them. I'm going to go ahead and give you guys.
Were you here when we did the Buccaneers win and cover at home? Was he here for that, or was he gone that day?
That was last Friday. You and I did it.
We said the Buccaneers win and cover at home.
I looked at the Bucs, too. There's a 12-point spread, though. It's a lot of points this week, but I thought about it for a second. Right. I thought about it. But I don't know squat about the Texans. I'm like, really? 12? I don't know. Anyway, Jets giving six or taking six. I like that one.
The disrespect to Bob Saleh is real. I just read about how the Jets players love Zach Wilson.
Yeah.
So just letting you know.
Okay, go nuts. Go nuts with Zach Wilson. He's going to be.
You know who I'm rooting for? In your pick, I hope your pick is right, because my guy Damian Harris, mid-segment read.
See?
100 yards last week.
I see.
Out of the backfield.
You know how Belichick likes to workhorse running back.
Critical fumble, but I anticipate my guy will bounce back strong. Don't you know the Alabama New England pipeline.
Okay, well, not so fast. Yours are coming in a moment. Let me give you one more, and then we'll do couch potato and all of Brian Murphy's stuff. But I got one more game to discuss. Murph, you know me, for years, I had like this pet thing going on with the Cincinnati Bengals. Now, I've left them by the side of the road years ago. That's over. But I'm always looking for like a new infatuation. Who can I have like a fling with in the NFL alongside the Niners, as long as I don't get caught? I don't want Garoppolo catching me, making eyes at another quarterback. But I'm having a hard time not making eyes at this kid down with the Chargers. I got to tell you, I'm a fan.
Yeah.
I'm a flat-out fan. What this kid did last year as a rookie quarterback was, to me, beyond impressive. A lot of times you have that adjustment period. This kid dove right in and was making plays immediately. They have their home opener this week against a pretty impressive-looking Dallas Cowboy team who gave the Bucs all they could handle last week. That was a nice game. The only thing with Dallas, though, right now, a lot of injuries on both sides of the ball. They got injuries on the D-line. They got injuries in their backfield. They got injuries all over the place, kind of like the Niners. It's only week one. So they find themselves having to pick up the pieces after that tough Tampa loss. Now they're on the road again, and they're going down to the Chargers home opener with this kid Herbert I mentioned, who I love. Cowboys getting 3.5 points. I tell you what, I feel good about the Chargers, Murph. 3.5 points is not enough to send a scare in me. With the Chargers home opener and all their weapons intact.
So Dallas is getting 3.5?
Dallas is getting 3.5 on the road. They're depleted. They're injured. I like the Chargers at home in their home opener. And I think they might. This could be a big win for San. Almost said the SD words. I'll say the LA Chargers. Try to put the wheels on here. Justin Herbert.
Well, listen, I'm going to support any anti-Dallas pick, but Dak Prescott looked insane.
He did. No, give him props. They did. The whole team looked good.
He looked like the best quarterback in the NFL.
Tough to bounce back off a game like it's tough to come back from those kind of games, though, those gut-wrenchers, and then lose more guys at the same time. It would almost be like if the Niners lost the game in Detroit. You know what I mean? Like, they had so many injuries. Same thing with Dallas, but they had an L. So
I meant the fact there's going to be only Chargers fans at the, I mean, Cowboys fans at that game.
Well, I don't know what to say about that.
In that at SoFi, right?
I'll have to send
They're
Bill Walton.
They're not playing the soccer stadium anymore. They're at SoFi, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe I can get Bill Walton to go in there and rep Charger Nation. He's probably got some Charger love in there.
How disgusting are Cowboys fans just traveling around, just roaming into L.A.?
Yeah.
It's too much.
Well, you're speaking about traveling around, roaming around. Some great San Diegans do travel around, or if they cruise around.
Cruising around the country and backpacking the John Muir Trail. In the Sierra.
That's my boy Billy Walton. He is a Charger.
A little too much San Diego on my baseball diamond the last couple days.
True right? story, yeah, buddy. Yeah, true yeah. story. That's about all I got, Copes. Unless you got something for me.
A little too much San Diego crossing my home plate at Oracle Park.
I know. I saw it myself.
Now, Paulie Mack, you picked this game. You're given 3.5.
I'm giving 3.5 to Dallas.
3.5 to Dallas. This is a big game for Paulie Mack this week, Murph, because as you recall, Paulie Mack picked the Chargers to win the AFC West.
He did.
He's riding with it. Kansas City is in Baltimore Sunday night.
This I like a big that game, too. That's a good
but
one,
this
too.
This is a big game for your stature as far as the Chargers maybe tying
if I didn't
the Chiefs.
Think that, if I didn't think that Mahomes owned Lamar Jackson, because I kind of...
Come Monday morning, I know we'll be at top of the
You want to see who's in first place. Yeah.
Jimmy Buffett sang, come Monday. That's what he wrote it about us.
All right, boys, I don't know. Listen, riffs aside, my picks are going to be in the books
do you
now, Murph.
Come Monday by Jimmy Buffett?
I don't think I do.
Oh, sure you do.
I might need to hear it.
Come Monday, it'll be all right.
I need to
come
hear it.
Monday,
I'm sorry.
I'll be holding you tight. I spent 4 lonely days in the brown
maybe,
L.A. haze.
Maybe,
and
maybe,
I just
maybe.
Want
yeah.
you. Because he talks about San Francisco.
Does he?
Spend Labor Day weekend in San Francisco.
Ooh, that sounds nice.
Yeah, but he gets a little burnt. He wants to go back to his babe.
Did he mention going to see the Blue Angels? Because they usually come around Labor Day.
They're usually around Columbus Day.
Or something, yeah. One of those days.
Yeah. I associate the Bochy playoff runs with
Blue
Angels diving.
That's true. Especially when you live in the city, dude. They're right over your apartment.
Oh, right there. Wow.
New England -6 against the Jets.
You're sketchy on that one. Well, let me handle that.
I hate you embracing Mac Jones is what I hate.
Let me handle
and then,
that.
Dallas 3. And I love you going against Dallas.
Yeah, I have to. I got no choice.
Now let's turn it over to the guy who's undefeated. Next on KMBR 104.5 and 680 Sports Leader.
You're listening to Murph and Mac, available now on your Amazon Echo smart speaker. This is KNBR 104.5 and 680, the sports.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Welcome to the forecast. It's going to bring you to your knees.
Now, back to Murph and Mac on KNBR 104.5 and 680, the Sports
Welcome to the jungle.
That just can't sound good in your car in the
morning. I think it sounds awesome. And I'm not even being sarcastic.
The Murph and Mac show is sponsored by
O'Donnell. You guys think I'm kidding? I'm not.
They played Wrigley last night, Guns N' Roses.
Did
like
they?
That?
Well, the Grateful Dead. Well, the Dead and Company boys are pulling in there. They're playing two shows at Wrigley this weekend.
Welcome to the confines.
I can't get that high.
Welcome to the forecast.
Hey, before we dive into these winners, the Murph and Mac Show is sponsored by O'Donnell Financial. O'Donnell Financial Group, because planning is a process for loans, insurance, investments, and retirement. Call the man, Greg O'Donnell, at 866-496-2300. Greg's tuned in.
Yeah.
So last week, Paulie, to know where you're going, you have to know where you've been. And last week, I rode with the Pac-12 hard. The disrespect to the Pac-12, Oregon was a 14.5-point dog at Ohio State. I said, the Ducks have dudes. Now, the Ducks have dudes. And that freshman quarterback at Ohio State, while wildly talented, is still going to make mistakes. Oregon wins the freaking game
they
outright.
Sure do.
So I get that win in Columbus, Copes.
With no Thibodeau.
Or their linebacker Flo, who's another five-star kid. There was two five-star kids.
How big of a victory for the Pac-12 overall was that game?
Oh.
Like, just on the
monstrous,
map.
Monstrous, Paul.
Yeah, on the
biggest,
map.
Biggest, if I had to do the
Enormous,
last 10
yeah.
years.
That's what I'm talking about.
Maybe number one.
Wow.
Maybe. Yeah.
I'd say biggest in a week, dude. I can think of one last week that was quite
big. That's true.
Number big, dude.
Number two, dude. Number
yes,
two.
Yes, yes.
And then I said, you know what? Blank SC. And by the way, I wound up in a. I met another Trojan yesterday. I was wearing my little pullover that I've been wearing these
Except
last few days.
Except for Tim Ryan and Ronnie Lott.
And my dad.
And your dad,
no
of course.
No longer with us, but anyway, in absentia.
Right.
In memoriam. So my dad. And then, Chris Moscone.
There's another one.
I told him, I said, you have to enter the Ronnie Lott
exception
my
rule.
Dad
yeah.
rule. Yeah, yeah.
It's a clause.
But I wound up, this guy was in my grill, too, about the Bruins. He's right in my grill. I said, all right, fine.
Who is this guy?
It's a long story.
Some guy.
Coach Fred, Paulie.
Okay.
Coach Fred.
Okay.
His name is Fred.
Generally, I endorse a Fred, yeah.
Actually, I like the guy.
Yeah.
He's just a little too Trojan.
He's a Trojan guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fight on, you know?
What's the, little too, anyway.
A little too much perspective.
17.5-point yeah. dogs, Stanford last week. I said, Stanford's better than that. Stanford won the freaking game outright. They fired Clay Helton.
They dominated USA. Dominated.
So 2-0.
Yeah, they fired USA.
So what do I do, Paulie? I look and look what's just looming out there. We're right there, dude. We're right there. I mean, why would I not go to the UCLA-Fresno State game? Now, this game now, we got Coach Dett, Steve Detweiler up in San Rafael
That's
representing
our boy.
Fresno
what
State.
A great guy, yeah.
And he came at me on Twitter last night. Very gentlemanly, though. He said, Murph, we got a big one Saturday. He goes, I got to warn you, we're coming to play. You know, he said, best of luck. You know, he was very gentlemanly
That's
Detweiler, about it.
Though. Yeah, he is very gentlemanly. Yeah, I got to warn you now, friendly.
Buddy, let me tell you this right now. I am staying the hell away from that game. I am staying the hell away from that game. Because I got a weird feeling that game's going to be close, and I don't want to go on the forecast and take Fresno State in the point. That's an 11-point spread. That's a lot to give to Fresno State. They're good, so I'm staying away.
Okay.
I don't want to go on air. It'd be like you going on air, taking the Eagles in three.
No, I'm not doing that.
You're not doing that, right?
No.
So I'm going to stay away.
Okay, no, I like it. I like the discipline. That's good.
Paulie, out of respect.
Oh, it's good. I like where your head's at. I do. Endorse it.
You know why, Paulie? It was out of respect.
I understand, and that's a lot of times you're best served – keeping respect in its proper place.
You know why? It was out of respect.
So what I'm going to do is go right. You go at, you know what I mean? If you go to a buffet and, like, you got some shrimp and the shrimp's really good.
You go back for seconds.
You go back for more.
Yeah, give me another bowl.
So here I am looking at David Shaw's Stanford Cardinal.
Okay, nice.
And you know what? And they've showed well. Now, that Tanner McKee, and I learned from my guy Platsy, they got a corner. I got to pronounce this guy's name right.
Well, your offensive line was pretty impressive, too, I thought, Stanford. They were just blowing those fools
up.
Well,
don't forget, we had Phil Steele on. And Phil Steele tried to tell us that they were good, and then they went out and laid that egg against...
they did, that's right.
Who was that opening Stanford, laid egg again? They laid their egg against... God, my brain. My brain's fritzing out on
I
me
I remember,
right now.
Though. I'm with you on that. Yeah, they had a bad week one.
Yeah, and so I kind of worried, but I'm going back to the Phil Steele, Tanner McKee, John Platt, Stanford Cardinal. They're at Vanderbilt. Do you know what bad Vanderbilt is?
No, I don't, actually.
Vanderbilt's really bad. What was the week one, Copes?
K-State.
It was a 9 a.m. game.
What
it was a weird.
To your brain,
they hadn't settled on their quarterback yet. K-State's not bad. It was closer than it looked. All that stuff. Vanderbilt's awful. Vanderbilt lost to East Tennessee 23-3 and beat Colorado State 24-21. Now, the only thing is going to Nashville after beating SC. I got a little bit of concern, but Nashville's a good vibe town. Stanford's going to be ready. All Stanford has to do is win. It's a 12-point spread. I'm taking Stanford and giving the points.
Sure you are.
Because Vanderbilt's really bad, and Stanford's better than they've showed. That's a 14-point win for Stanford. That's how bad Vandy is. Go Card, go. Get back on the David Shaw bandwagon and ride it. Hang on, Paul. I dropped my pen.
No, you're good. I like this. There's a lot of passion coming from Murph right now.
Is that good luck in Haiti when you do that?
Yeah, nice, dude.
And then I go to the big one. This is the one. This is a culture class of our show, Friends of the Program.
Okay, like this.
When you
this.
Think
like
of two
everything.
Of the all-time great Friends of the Program, you think of... Well, you were up there on Saturday at Soundsime with him. Maybe you guys were nibbling on some candy. DePips.
Wow, this Coach, I mean, I got nothing but good things to say about DePips.
He's the all-time Penn State Nittany Lion fan. Penn State, 2-0, Penn State.
And he's a good rep for Penn State, too, because he's such a good guy that he's like the perfect ambassador for Nittany Lion ball. You know what I mean?
You know who they're playing? Peaches. Auburn Tigers.
This is a collision of cultures, a collision of conferences.
This is a monster collision of cultures. Yeah. So much so. Ready for this? Auburn has not played a Big Ten opponent on the road since 1931.
How's that possible?
Boyd away, Glenn Miller played.
How is that even possible?
Yeah. I mean, mister, we could use a
that's
man like
coming up on 100
Auburn
blanking
Tigers
years.
Again, dude. That's 1931.
Yeah.
Hoover was president.
That's 90 years
Robert
ago, bro.
Hoover, all right?
Yeah.
And it's only the third time. Ever
go ahead
that a ranked SEC team is visiting a Big Ten opponent.
Wow.
So this is truly a clash of cultures.
How's Auburn going to do over there?
Well, Pat,
unfamiliar.
Ready for this, Paul? Probably it's a whiteout game.
Yeah, I've seen those.
You
I know.
Seen these Happy Valley games?
Yeah.
This game's at 4, a night game at Penn State.
Why not? You're kind of intense, actually. You know,
the line is very volatile in this game. Auburn's 2-0. Okay, they're off under. They got Bo Nix at quarterback. They got a running back named Tank Bigsby.
Well, what are you going to do? You got Tank, yeah.
And they got the new coach, Brian Harsin. They're off to a nice 2-0 start. However, Penn State has gone to Wisconsin and won already this year. Penn State then handled Ball State. Penn State has a lights-out defense.
They have
a phenomenal defense. Okay. They got a veteran quarterback, Sean Clifford. He's not going to make mistakes at home in front of the wideout. And I got it. I saw a line on Action Network. It's only 4. Penn State by 4. I think the Nittany Lions can squeak it out.
In the name of DePips, yeah.
I think they can squeak it out.
Yeah.
Maybe it's 5. Maybe it's 6. It's going to be close. It's going to be a great game.
What about that running back tank they have?
Well, Penn State's defense is phenomenal, and we'll shut them down. The only bad particle looming is that Penn State coach James Franklin already possibly linked to the USC Trojan job, which I don't even want to bring up. But fine, if he wants to come out and get his A whip by Chip Kelly, that's fine by me.
By the way, I feel like I got to take at least 5 seconds to shout out other great tanks, and the only one that comes to mind is Carol Brady's ex-boyfriend, also a football player from high school. Yes. Tank, I forget his last name. Yeah. He appeared in a leather jacket, rearranged the furniture. He ran some plays.
I'm all over
in front
it.
Of Mike Brady,
I'm
who was kind of undermatched.
Tully, the only other one would be the very oddly long run of the comic strip Tank McNamara in the sports pages
I'll
of
give
your
it,
life.
You know, why not, bro? Throw
did
it on the pile.
Did you ever read it?
I didn't, but I know what it is.
It was in the sports pages for about 25 years.
Tank
I don't
McNamara.
Think I ever read it.
No,
I
was like, but it was there.
It was right there next to the box scores.
Tank, totally. Tank's still hanging in.
Shout out Murph going to Blockbuster and checking out a UFC tape, like a VHS from back in the day.
Yeah.
Might have run into a Tank Abbott.
Well, yeah. Tank Abbott?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Former heavyweight champ, or big heavyweight for sure.
Okay. Or, Pauly, the old-fashioned video game, Tank.
Yes, right, dude. Buddy. Very nice.
Okay, so I'm going to ride with, I'm riding with the Pippa.
Okay, good. I like it.
And also, you know, the SEC, listen, I love Pat. I love him. He's like a brother. But you know what? The hell with the SEC.
Then the hell with you.
SEC tried to come at us with LSU. We slapped them down.
Boy, that was a big one for you guys.
And they got to go now to Penn State. That wideout is no joke. Don't forget when I brought DePips to a UCLA-Cal game in Berkeley.
Yeah.
And there was about 45, 47 there.
Listen.
And at kickoff, I go, hey, how about this?
How about this vibe?
I go, this crowd's pretty good, huh? And he said in a very kind way, he goes, well, where is everybody?
Oh.
I was like, we got.
That was all you needed to say.
We got 45 here.
That still haunts Murph, that one DePips sentence. That's why he's so powerful. He's a man of few words, but when he speaks, people, you know what I mean? There's an effect there.
Well, I'm going to ride with the Nittany Lions. I am.
I like the pick. That makes sense. It's a good pick.
It's a tough, tough game.
I don't know how good
this is. I'm placing my faith in the wideout, Sean Clifford, and the defense. And Auburn, they still got to prove stuff.
Is Auburn ranked right now?
Auburn's beaten Akron and Alabama State.
Where is Auburn in the rankings, if they are?
They're ranked.
Okay.
I got to get you a ranking on that.
I'm just curious.
AP Top 25.
Somewhere between 1 and 3, Pauly, that'd be my guess.
No, they're not. They're not there, no. AP Top 25. No.
They're going
to be. I think they're both double digits, aren't they? Here, I'll give it to you right now,
buddy. Sounds right.
Penn State is.
I can't get that in my paper.
Penn State is 10. Penn State's 10, and Auburn is 22.
Oh, all right. Well, 22. Then your pick sounds pretty good.
Okay, there you go. In the books. And then, Pauly, we go to the couch potato guy.
This is what I wait for.
Here we go. A couple of teams that did not make the cut. What the hell is Cal doing? Why are they playing Sacramento State?
Go Cal.
Don't do that.
Come on, Cal.
Don't waste my time and your time.
Please, please, please.
Don't I see, when you're playing Sacramento State, the way I see it, given it's a waste of your time and my time, isn't it a waste of our time
together? One of my favorite lines of all time. It's a great question.
Cal and Sac State does not make the cut. That's brutal. Don't get out there.
Also, please come on Friday night.
That's what I'm saying.
Also, just missing the cut would be a highlighted game like Alabama and Florida.
Okay.
Alabama, Florida at 12:30. Don't forget I have that strange neighbor who played at Florida. He flies his Florida Gator flag off his deck.
Really?
Yeah.
You got a gator up there.
Oh, I thought about it. I was walking the dogs yesterday. I went by the house. The neighbor who has the state of Virginia with the steal your face.
I love the sound
of
that.
You want me to get a picture of it.
I love that.
But I'd have to go on to their front
porch.
Well,
then don't get in trouble.
All right,
yeah.
Thank you. And also, Stanford Vandy, even though I picked it in the game, is going to just miss. If you need to know, 5 o'clock ESPNU on KBR 1050. That leaves us with the 5 that did make it.
Okay.
And I'm going to go ahead and give the 1-star pick to the team, the game I stayed away from, because I think this game has a lot of interest to our listeners. Fresno State, UCLA, 7:45 Saturday night, Pac-12 Network.
Hello.
Sweatpants and wine special.
Dude, you know where I'll be.
Pauly, maybe even the nice guys will help you in that one.
Well, I can almost guarantee it.
Yeah, right.
I got a visit from them yesterday. Shout out nice guys.
Pac-12 Network, 7:45. It's Detweiler against Murphy. All right. Fresno State, UCLA. I got respect for Fresno State. And here's the little trivia. Their quarterback, Jake Haener, his mom is the very popular and long-running KTVU news anchor, Julie Haener.
Nice! Yeah, I heard about that kid. Yeah.
That's her kid.
Yeah,
he went to Washington first, then he transferred down to Fresno State.
And he's a quarterback?
He's their good quarterback.
Yeah, I heard about it. I heard the Haener kid's
so
good.
So that's my 1-star pick. Pauly, my 2-star pick that's going to have to be the aforementioned Penn State-Auburn game. 4:30 on ABC. Peaches versus DePippa, DePippa
right.
versus Peaches.
Two of the greats.
You know, we're going with that. I think we're going with my three-star pick. I'm going to go throw this at to the water boy. And I know it's head-to-head Sunday morning, but keep an eye on Raiders-Steelers Sunday morning, 10 a.m.
I'm with you, man.
It's on CBS. Listen to this. New program director Kevin is putting it on 10:50.
See what I mean? Look at Marcus.
It's on 10:50.
He's taking care of you now, Marcus.
So, Waterboy, if you're, I don't know if you have an AM radio near the toilet, you can put it on when you're heading to the bathroom.
You
and
got a transistor. You can power it by AA batteries.
Hey, the four-star pick is the Sunday nighter, man. Come on. I doubt it, dude. Lamar against the Chiefs.
I'm looking forward
Mahomes
to this game.
Mahomes and Lamar and Copes was bringing up today.
Lamar's never beaten him.
Lamar might start 0-2.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have I Doubt It, Dude? One of my all-time favorites.
I Doubt It, Dude.
I think he's I Doubt It, Dude. I don't think they ever will. Is that what he said? Although he fumbled to lose that damn game on opening night.
He did.
Yeah,
he
yeah.
did.
That's a Sunday 5:20 kick on NBC.
A great game. Great game.
And by the way, new program director is Kevin's 104.5 680 picks that game up in progress after the Giants beat the Braves.
Okay, now you're talking.
After the Giants
now
beat the talking. Braves. And then, of course, our five-star. Come on, man. Here he comes, running out of the tunnel. The handsome face of a Jimmy G.
The scruff. Yeah, the scruff.
No Greenlaw, no Verrett, no Mostert. But 10 a.m. kick. It's Pauly Mack against Schmitty.
Yep.
49ers-Eagles. It's on Fox. I'm going to try to watch it on my phone at a fall baseball game on a Sunday. Oh, there it is.
I doubt it, dude. If you want a detour up to San Rafael, you can check out some of the nice guy sample platters I'll have out. And
there it is. Yeah. The couch potato guide is in.
Okay.
You feel good about the forecast?
I feel great about it, dude. Awesome. Actually, it was fun. Forecast awesome. Is fun again. Yeah.
The fun Friday
Fearless, fabulous,
forecast.
Fantastic, right.
And one more F. Don't fade the Friday football
right.
forecast.
No. It's too strong to fade.
There
By the way, actually, if I could, last comment. You know what, Copes? On the streets, people ask me. They go, Pauly Mack, how do you really feel about the forecast? Tell me. I go, me? How do I feel about the forecast? Let me tell you what. I F with the forecast. Okay? That's how I feel about it. I F with it.
Guess what? We're going to F with Mike Kruko next.
Okay, good.
104.5 and 680, these sports later.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Good for my career. Sent me to rehab, though, so. That's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.